Hey guys, it's Tyler. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast today where we talk faith, family, and focus in your life and your leadership. You know, juggling all of these things, it is so hard to keep track. Sometimes our heart can become so restless under the stress and the responsibility of all these facets of life. And that's why I wrote my book, Restless, Finding Rest in a Restless World. You can go to my website and get a free copy of that book, a free paperback copy of that book at tylerarobertson.com/restless. So if you haven't done that yet, head on over to my website and do that. Grab a free copy of that book, Restless, Finding Rest in a Restless World. And with that, let's dive into the episode. Welcome to this episode of the Navigators Podcast, the podcast that equips men and women to steer the course of biblical Christianity and our culture today. Each week we discuss faith, family, and the trends that are sure to impact the local church. Join us as we study God's Word together. Do you keep the door open at your house? I don't know about you, but if I ever walked out of the house and did not close the door behind me, it would not be a fun thing in the household that I grew up in. You'd hear, hey, close the door. What are you doing? You're letting the cold air in. And obviously, I'm pretty sure this time of year, you don't keep the door open at all. You don't want snow and ice coming in your living room. But you do know that God wishes for us to keep the door open to Him all the time. You say, what do you mean by that? I'm not talking about the physical door at front of your house. I'm talking about the door of fellowship that leads into your life, the door of your heart. Do you know God wishes for you to keep that door open to Him at all times? The last several weeks, we've been talking about how to improve our devotional life, how to get in God's Word, how to let the Word of God get in us. We've been talking specifically about prayer, praying God's Word and praying on our knees and all these different things about our time with God, because we realize that it's essential if we're going to change our home, change our community, change our state, change our nation, and change the world for Christ, change the culture for Christ, then we are going to have to learn to let God change us. And that comes through time alone with His Word and time alone in prayer. And so we've been talking about that last few weeks. But I want to bring your attention to a verse that has done so very much for me in my personal life. It's Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. And many of you may know it. But the Bible says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and will sup with him, and he with me." You know, it's an amazing thought that God Himself stands at the door and wishes to fellowship with us. Many people use this verse as a verse for salvation. I believe it can be applied to that. But this verse was written to believers. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door." So we get the idea of Christ. He's standing at the door, but He's not just knocking. He's calling. He's calling. He said, "If any man hear my voice and what? Open the door. I will come into him. I will sup with him and he with me." Christ wants to come into your life every single day. I was talking to a youth pastor just recently about this and how we were talking about all the different things that we do in the ministry. Some things that seem so menial. Some things seem so busy-minded. But did you know that we can take God with us wherever we are? We've just got to keep that door of fellowship open to Him. But then here comes the question, how do we do that? How do we understand that it's not about developing a perfect devotional time. We understand it's about developing a devotional life. It's taking the devotion with us in life. When we go to work, when we go out into the community, when we go to the grocery store, when we go to the restaurant, wherever we go, taking Christ with us, acknowledging His presence, and keeping the door of fellowship open with Him. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. Well, how do we do that? Do we keep on our knees at all times? Keep ourselves down on our knees and prostrate before God? No, but that's just, it's teaching us to stay in a constant state of communion with God. So we know He's knocking. We know He wants to fellowship with us throughout our day. He doesn't want to leave when we go when we go to the school. He doesn't want to leave when we go to our job. He wants to fellowship all day long. But how? How can we keep that door open? The first thing I would say would be practice His presence. Practice His presence. Say, what do you mean? Imagine that Jesus is with you. Because guess what? He is. He is with you. The Bible says He will never leave thee or forsake thee. He said, I will never leave thee. He's always there with you. So imagine His presence with you. I can't tell you how many times I've been sitting down reading my Bible and digging into God's Word, and I imagine Christ leaning over my shoulder. And He's whispering into my ear every word that I'm reading from the pages of Scripture. He's confirming in my heart the truth of God's Word. Imagine He's with you. Imagine He's sitting across the room from you. What kind of conversations would you have? What kind of things would you talk about? I guarantee you, if we imagine Jesus with us, very often, we probably wouldn't bring up some of the same subjects that we do, right? It's kind of like when the preacher comes around. Here comes the preacher. Got to be quiet, right? We have that kind of philosophy. You know, we do the same thing with God. We just talk about different things, and we don't even realize He is there and He's listening. I wonder what it would do to our personal lives, what it would do to our lips, what it would do to the service of our hands, to where we go with our feet. I wonder how it would change us, imagining Jesus being with us throughout the day. The Bible says in Psalm 16, Thou wilt show me the path of life. In Thy presence is fullness of joy. At Thy right hand are pleasures evermore. The psalmist was saying, hey, there is joy in God's presence. There is fullness in God's presence, but we have to acknowledge Him. We have to practice His presence. It's kind of like breathing. You breathe all the time. It's what we call an involuntary action, right? You don't think about often breathing. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. We don't really think about that, do we? But occasion we do, right? When our breath is gone, we get the wind knocked out of us, or we're running, then we think about it, right? That's exactly what we do sometimes in our Christian life. Only when things are tough do we realize, hey, Christ is what I need. Only when we don't feel His presence is then we say, man, Lord, where are You? But you know, God is there all the time. And it's just a matter of if we practice His presence enough, if we acknowledge that He is there. I heard a preacher say one time, he said, stop seeking the presence of God and start acknowledging it. And I know exactly what he was saying. He said, often we say, I'm seeking for the presence of God, seeking for the presence of God, as if he has wandered off on His children, as if He has stopped leading us, He's stopped guiding us along the way, stopped speaking to us. God has not stopped being God. And we as believers just need to acknowledge Him. Because I wonder, if we were to acknowledge Him more throughout our daily lives, if people would see Him in us. We, as the disciples, as they said about the disciples, hey, they had took knowledge that they had been with Jesus. I wonder if people would say that more about us. The culture around us would say, hey, they have been with this Jesus. I wonder if they could say that. Well, first of all, practice His presence. If you're going to keep the door open of fellowship, practice His presence. But number two, I would say, is quote Scripture. Quote Scripture throughout the day. I can't tell you what kind of blessing it is to be able to quote Scripture in your home and to fill your home with the Word of God. There's such a sweet spirit, and it adds such an atmosphere of worship and praise to God. And not just worship and praise, but really it sets up a stronghold, right, of defense against the enemy. Because, you know, as one preacher says all the time, everything that God ordains, Satan opposes. And that's so true. That is so very true. Because everything good that God wants to do in your life, Satan wants to oppose that. He wants to push that to the side. He wants to stop that work within you. And one of the greatest defenses that you can have is to quote Scripture, or to let the Bible be quoted. Maybe you can listen to Scripture on TheBible.is, that's an app that me and my wife use often. TheBible.is, let it just be quoted throughout the house. Put it on a Bluetooth speaker or whatever, and let it be quoted and go through the Psalms and just let it fill your home. Let it fill your heart and let it become a part of who you are, your attitude and your disposition towards God. The Bible says in Psalm 119, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I wonder how often we shut out the presence of God. We stop acknowledging His presence because we're letting everything else light our path. We're trying to find our way through this dark and crazy world. We're trying to navigate through the culture. And yet the Word of God is the lamp to our feet. It is the Bible that is our guide for navigating the culture. And that involves us keeping Scripture fresh on our minds, fresh in our way, and fresh in our hearts. And if we do that, we're going to acknowledge His presence. We're going to keep God's work open in our life. We're going to keep ourselves. So if you're going to keep the door of fellowship open to God, first of all, practice His presence. Two, quote Scripture throughout the day. And then thirdly, I would say turn off distractions. For us in the 21st century, okay, in 2021, the biggest distraction for us is our cell phones. There's no doubt about it. Our cell phones cause us to miss so much of our life. Sometimes it's very depressing. At the end of the week, we get this little notification, especially if you have an iPhone. I don't know about Android world, but I know in iPhones, you get a little notification at the end of the week. Your screen time was up 23% last week, or it was down 7% last week. And sometimes that can be pretty depressing to see that we've spent an average of whatever, 2, 3, 4 hours screen time. Our phones can be such a distraction. It can be such a help, but it can be such a distraction. And we live in a world of distractions, don't we? There's TV, there's podcasts. And I, once again, I'm not against podcasts, of course. But you know what? This podcast, I'll just use this as an example. This podcast, it cannot do for you what the Word of God can do for you. This podcast, apologetics, diving into the hot button topics of the world, cannot do what Jesus can do for you. So never substitute, never ever substitute something, a medium like this that can help you, yes, but never substitute that for the Word of God. Never. Never substitute a small devotional for getting in the Word of God, studying to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Turn off the distractions. Turn off, and it's kind of funny when you think about it, why do they even put on and off buttons on cell phones anymore? I really don't know because I don't know anybody who uses the on and off button. The only time that you use the on button is when your phone has died because you have used it, and that's pretty much most of us, right? We are so distracted by so many things. And if we're not careful, those distractions will cause us to be restless. It's amazing how we fill our life with so much noise, and then we wonder why we're so restless. Could it be we fill our life with so much distraction because we're scared of what we're going to hear in the silence? Could it be that we don't keep the door of fellowship open. We don't acknowledge His presence. We don't quote Scripture throughout the day because when we do that and when we realize that Christ is near, we're scared of what we're going to talk about. We're scared what He's going to deal with us about. Maybe we're scared of what Christ is going to ask us to offer. We're scared that He's going to tell us or ask us to offer our Isaac on the altar. Could it be? Could it be that we fill our life with so much noise because we are afraid of His presence? We are afraid what He might ask us to do. And I think, honestly, I know in my life, that's one of the reasons many times I shirk from His presence or I shy away because I'm scared. I'm scared what we might talk about. You know, it's like the example of someone who gives you a crossword, right? They say something that's probably not wise and it hurts you and it cuts you deep. And you see that person in the grocery store the next day. What do? You usually avoid them, don't you? You avoid them or you just kind of tilt your head and keep walking. Walk fast, walk fast, walk fast. And you know, sometimes that's exactly what we do with the Lord. is when we come in church, we kind of just kind of tuck our head down. We don't make eye contact with a preacher. By the way, the preacher's not the problem. It's the message that's the problem. It's the person of the message that is the problem with us. It's not that the preacher and his delivery, oftentimes, it's more about our heart's disposition to God. And so we see how we're going to keep the door open. We've got to practice His presence, quote Scripture throughout the day, and then turn off those distractions. Turn off those distractions. I don't know about you, but I want to keep the door of fellowship open to Christ, open to God, and open to all of His blessings, open to all that He has for me. He says, "Behold, I stand." See, hey, stop what you're doing and see. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me." Keep the door of fellowship open today. As you go throughout your day, don't forget that He's with you.
Thank you for being our guest today on the Navigator Podcast. Please visit our website, tylerarobertson.com, for helpful articles and other resources.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you want to read more articles, listen to more podcast episodes, or find more resources, you can go to tylerarobertson.com, tylerarobertson.com, and subscribe to all of that. We would love to have you as a part of our community as we grow in our faith, family, and leadership focus.